Radio Jones on iTalk FM.
It is indeed Radio Jones on iTalk FM, and we're going straight over to the village of Harold now, where we're going to be joined by one of their roving reporters to hear about some rather alarming news. The reporter Wayland Smithy is going to be joining us now from the village of Harold, just as though the news that came out of the BBC that they'd sent one of their panorama journalists undercover, shielded by a group of students to investigate North Korea. Now, as if that's not enough, we have worse news coming out of the village of Harold. Wayland Smithy, please tell us what's happened there.
Hello. An economist from the village took the opportunity to infiltrate a group of journalists from the BBC and has penetrated the inner sanctum of the BBC's own economic policy unit. The train broke down just outside Dunstable. She took her opportunity and snuck into the party.
And what do we understand about those around her? Did anybody know that she was going to be doing this?
Well, fortunately, she did have a disguised goatee and a plain suit with her, because obviously women aren't allowed into the economics unit of the BBC. With that disguise, it was impossible for anyone to tell. And she muddled along nicely until she came upon scenes of utter desolation, just a complete barren wasteland. And that was when she realised she'd followed them to Salford.
From what we understand of the infiltration of a group of students from the London School of Economics in North Korea by the Panorama journalist, we understand that actually, despite all of his endeavours to be subversive in an attempt to uncover something that was previously unknown, actually he found very little out at all, that his endeavours came to no fruition whatsoever, because certainly the secrecy surrounding what happens in North Korea is as steadfast as we would have imagined it.
And that's very much the case in the BBC as well. People are scared to speak out. There was a large crowd gathered around two huge bronze statues to the great leader Eddie Mair and his underling Robert Peston. They were showing great signs of wear from all the adulation from the gathered BBC staff. And they were seen clutching the traditional Keynesian textbook. Julia was obviously too scared to confront their beliefs because, well, that's no way you'll get back into the BBC again if you do.
That's absolutely clear. What do you think this means for those of us who are essentially paying the wages of those who work in the BBC, those licence fee payers, households in Britain who perhaps would have feelings about this? What would you say about that?
Well, it would appear that where the licence fee is needed the most, it just isn't filtering down to those people at the bottom. Most of the money seems to be soaked up by flashy Graham Nortons and indulgent Jeremy Clarksons, and the people below are basically living a subsistence lifestyle.
And do we have any indication of labour camps in the BBC?
Well, there were some people clutching grimly to the packed lunches they bought on the train. I guess that indicates no other food's available.
Indeed. Now, sadly, we must move on, although that's a tragic story. Obviously, a lot happens in Harold. What else can you bring us from Harold?
Well, there's been a large group of protesters who've dug a coal mine underneath the village in protest against Thatcherism. Rural communities are often left feeling disenfranchised by politics. Most of the arguments seem relevant to the big cities, and villages often feel left out. But the people of Harold were touched by Mrs. Thatcher because she took part in the village's charity Guess the Celebrity Finger in the late 1990s. I've still got a bruise on my arm, actually, where she touched me quite firmly, but that may have been because I mistook her for Christopher Walken.
I must refer anybody listening to your newspaper's website, which is, of course, eveningherald.com. We have breaking news, or should I say breaking image, of the of how David Cameron is going to be looking tomorrow as he attends the funeral of Margaret Thatcher.
Yes, I mean, that was very much a scoop for the Evening Herald. He looks as you, well, might have feared. It's very much an image worth checking out, perhaps before tea.
And indeed. And is there can you bring us any news of the erection in Thatcher's honour? Thatcher's supporters have proposed giant pyramid to last over 100,000 years.
Yes, well, there's some very impressive amateur builders in Harold, and they don't feel this is beyond them. And such a monument would be seen from space and would last for generations to come. And it's probably what she would have wanted. There were some suggestions of an honorary library, but equally there's every chance that would be closed quite shortly.
So inanimate pile of stone in her honour is perhaps more appropriate than a library full of books filled with education and inspiration.
Yes, and less prone to funding cuts.
Absolutely. Right, that's the latest from Evening Herald. I appreciate very much for you coming on today and bringing us the latest news from there. You've just heard Waylon Smithy, who's one of the Evening Herald roving reporters on the slot on Radio Jones, which is Harold Be Thy Name. And I believe that tomorrow we're going to have an update from the funeral of Margaret Thatcher from the village of Harold.
Yes, I understand that's the case, yes.
Excellent. Waylon Smithy, thank you very much for your time today.
Thank you very much for having me.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, bye.
Radio Jones on iTalk FM.